Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out and it's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Blue Jackets and goaltender Jed Greaves each exchanged their financial request two days before a scheduled arbitration hearing. The team is offering a one-year deal of $2.8 million, while Greaves is seeking $7.5 million. The arbitration will then seek an appropriate middle ground salary. That hearing set for Thursday. Cleveland Guardians continue their series at home of the Minnesota Twins tonight after last night's win. Guardians one game out of first still in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds look to bounce back in the second game of their series in Seattle. Hottest team in baseball, Boston Red Sox. Will try for a franchise record as they go for a 15th consecutive win tonight against Baltimore and the Columbus Clippers begin a series at St. Paul. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of
National Weather Service in Pittsburgh has issued a tornado warning for southeastern Muskingum County, southwestern Noble County, until 3:30 p.m. At 3:01 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 16 miles south of New Concord, or 14 miles west of Caldwell, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, tornado and golf ball size hail. Source, radar indicated rotation. Impact. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Caldwell, Bell Valley, and High Hill. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a well-built building away from windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
My favorite viral internet videos of all time.
Well, I hope they translate to audio. I hope it's not a lot of miming. Since we are a radio show, first and foremost.
Well, I guess...
Here's a silent one.
here's a talkie.
My favorite Charlie Chaplin video.
This person really can dance, and I want you to listen to that.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
You know, I was thinking about something yesterday. I saw something, you know, come across the news, and I got excited about it. And I have decided I am going to make it my mission over the next month or so to convince you, and maybe Teddy too, but mainly you, to come to the movies with me.
No.
Because Terminator 2 is coming back to the theaters. 35th anniversary. It's your favorite action flick. Liquid Goo Man.
I understand.
Turns his arm into a giant knife. He stabs people with it. We're going to watch it.
You are not going to get me back to the movies.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Remember the Yes, I Am guy, Teddy?
What Yes, I Am guy?
No.
From the Bud Light commercials, that ad campaign they did back in the 90s?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
You remember that guy?
You're Mr.
Timmy.
Yes, I
am. Wait, no, I don't.
You don't know Yes, I Am guy?
No,
not that.
Budweiser. I don't.
Yes,
I
Teddy, will you find the Yes, I Am guy?
What was the gist of it?
You're going to know it once you see it. I forget. But he's always.
Well, I sure hope that it's a commercial that translates to the radio. If it's just a lot of, hey, if it's a lot of, look at me, look at this, look what I'm wearing, it won't really do that well, will it? And we just get to a part where he just says, yes, I am.
You don't remember that at all?
I'm trying real hard.
Where he would just like pretend to be different people to get a Bud Light?
Oh, okay. Was there like a. Was it like a limo ride involved?
I forget. They had a bunch of them.
He's like, okay, maybe I do. I didn't know that they did this one over and over again. It was a long running campaign.
Teddy, Yes, I Am guy.
I do.
You have you have some audio?
I do.
Does it translate?
He is in a limo. It's he's at the like airport getting picked up, and they had the signs.
There we go. Okay.
And it's like Mr. Galactic or whatever. Yeah.
All right. I want to hear this because I have not thought about this in 30 years. But you said Yes, I Am, and for some reason
it just rushed back.
Yes. Teddy's gonna play it.
Driver, do you have any Bud Light in your vehicle?
Yes.
And I am Mr. Gally Weekich.
You mean Dr. Galactowicz?
Yes, I am.
Now he's just playing with the buttons in the limo. It doesn't translate.
First time in a limo, Doctor?
In a limo this small.
If you want great taste.
Get it in a limo this small.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is that actor?
I don't know. He
sounds like the dude that was in Ocean's 11 later on. I know it's probably not the.
That is the guy. That's the IT guy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did I get that?
Yes.
From that audio, Teddy.
Yeah, it's Eddie Jemison.
Yeah, check his filmography. Hold on. I think
how do you say that? Jemison? Yeah. Like Jimothy?
Yeah, he was in Ocean's 11. Yeah.
Yes. How did you get that?
I'm good,
from
baby.
From just the voice.
I know the voice. I guess I love Ocean's 11 more than you do.
No, that's clearly a lie.
Yeah, I mean, I just got the guy from a 1994 commercial being Dr. Galakowicz.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Mm-mm. All right. Anyway, thank you for the invitation.
Oh, yeah, right. Back to your, no, I'm not going to take no for an answer.
I don't
will kidnap you.
No, I don't go to the movies.
I'm going to get you a hot dog.
No, I don't
gonna
want
get
it.
You a movie hot dog that's been there since the Carter administration. It's a perfectly sane food.
I'll tell you
to
what
eat.
You do. And Teddy's in on this too. Because Teddy doesn't want to go. I don't want to go. Because I love Terminator 2, but I can watch it at home. I got the 75-inch downstairs of sound. It blows your face off.
Obviously,
it's wonderful.
The National Weather Service in Pittsburgh has issued a tornado warning for central Muskingum County until 3:30 p.m. At 3:06 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles west of Zanesville, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, tornado and ping pong ball size hail. Source, radar indicated rotation. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Zanesville, South Zanesville, North Zanesville, Philo, Pleasant Grove, Duncan Falls, Bridgeville, Chandlersville, Blue Rock State Park, and Dillon State Park. Move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a well-built building away from windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris.
Giving me attitude about it?
I think it's a fantastic vibe. I think you should keep dialing it up, Ted. So she what? She takes a Jack Lynx out of her wig?
Listen to me.
It was before Jack Lynx even existed.
Jack Lynx is not 15 years old?
It was pre-meat snack.
Jack Lynx really? Like is 20 years old, yeah.
Well, okay, then a Slim Jim. She Slim snapped Jim. Into a Slim Jim.
That would be more reasonable.
Right, I'm going to call my wife.
No, I believe you.
No, you're not calling your wife.
I'm going to have her in the next segment.
No.
She's going to verify
not.
My story.
I no. believe you.
She was with you?
Of course she was with me.
Yes, that's the whole
story.
So
you made, you wouldn't just move in the theater. You were too pissed off because a meat and wig lady, she sat right in front of you in a fairly empty theater.
I didn't move. Let me tell the story again because clearly there's some confusion. All right?
Oh, there's no, you're confused. That's for sure.
My wife and I are down in Florida. All right. This was, I don't know what year it was. Whatever the movie.
2008.
Julia, that's the year the movie came out?
I think so.
2008.
Or 9.
All right. It was a hot day. Let's get out of the heat. Let's go see a movie. I want to see Julia and Julia. Fine. Whatever. I just want to sit in the air conditioning
Streep
for 2 hours.
Tooch.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go sit in the air conditioning for 2 hours. Maybe nod off. Had some Reese's Pieces. That's the end of that.
Yes.
So we get in there. No one in the movie theater.
Perfect.
It's like you hit the lottery.
Yeah.
No one in the theater. And I like to sit in the back row. I just like it.
Yeah.
I like the back. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the back. I don't want anybody behind me. I don't want the chance of anybody behind me. So there you go. In the back row, I got the whole theater to myself. This is too good to be true. And the previews start. And then I see the light from the door open up.
Creaks open.
Little creak. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe it's an usher. Right? It's an usher just making sure the movie started properly and nobody's in here pleasuring themselves illegally and we're just having a good time watching the movie.
Except for you and Kristen doing the hanky-panky in the back row because it's empty.
None of that. I respect the theater.
You respect a good theater.
I'm not making smut videos on my phone in the theater.
You drop a popcorn kernel?
What do you mean do I drop a popcorn kernel?
You drop a Reese's
kernel?
Pieces?
I try not to.
Keep it clean?
Oh, yeah.
You pick up your garbage when you're done or leave it for the other people to pick it up?
No, I bring it with me and
good.
I throw it away.
Good. You should.
Why are you getting me off track? Because now I got to take a break. I don't have time to tell a story.
Oh, yeah. You were going to finish that story. Sure.
We're one segment into the show today, and I think today may be the show that you die. This could be the day where I've just had enough of you. I jump over the desk and strangle you dead.
This is going to be my favorite day.
I believe you, too.
And I don't like you either. 24 years I've known you, and today's going to be your last day on Earth, too.
But I believe you.
I believe him.
Stop it. I don't like the vibe of this one bit.
I believe him.
Go to break. I'm tired of this. Common Man and Timmy, I'm the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing holdup that's on Alum Creek Drive near Creekside Parkway. Avoid the area if you can. Traffic is being directed around the accident. And we've got slowdown due to a crash on Wilson Road at Saldana Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or...
Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus.
The fact of the matter is, he would be competitive either.
Listen,
you got to have a wide mouth and a long throat. That's what you got to have, okay?
Okay.
That's facts. I'm talking facts.
Mornings on the Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see areas of thunderstorms into the afternoon today. Some of those could be strong with gusty winds, also locally heavy rain possible. Should catch a bit of a break for part of the afternoon before a few more storms may develop for the evening hours. Otherwise, look for highs in the lower 80s, pretty humid as well. Tonight, clearing skies, mid-60s. Then for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. For the Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we're going to get back to the scintillating story we left off.
This is the day. The call your friends. Because if we're not off the air for some sort of weather alert, I'm going to be murdering this idiot. Call your friends.
We were in the middle of the story about the movie, watching the movies, and the woman had the meat and the hair. But hey, if you're not going to go watch a movie, I got some TV for you this week, because episode 2 of the all-new Nation's Dumbest comes on at 9 o'clock on Fox 28.
Oh, I so watched that first one, too.
I know you did.
I gotta tell you.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You watched it?
Entertained the crap out of me.
You know, I differed it.
Bunch of idiots out there.
I'm gonna watch it again.
I know.
It was so damn good.
I know. You're gonna have to watch it over, because watching dumb people on TV trying to prove that they're not dumb, but they really are a little bit dumb, that's what I want. So right after an all-new episode of MasterChef tomorrow on Fox 28. That's at 8. Then at 9, episode 2 of Nation's Dumbest. It's the hit, smash hit new game show where everyone's trying to lose this show because you want to graduate and get off the show. They're going to put you through a series of physical and mental tests. You had Andrew Yang saying that you didn't even pack extra clothes because he was going to get off the show. And then L. King winds up winning the first episode.
Who are these people?
They're celebs.
They are?
they're there.
All right. Teddy, you know Andrew Yang?
They're on TV.
Yeah, he ran for president.
He did?
You're dumb. You could be on the show.
What's he from? What did he do?
Science guy? STEM guy?
Science guy. Okay.
I don't know.
Thanks for... And science guy's on the world's dumbest?
Well, he doesn't want to be. He wants to get on the show so he can prove that he's not dumb, so he can get off the show quickest, but he didn't get off the show week one. So we'll see tomorrow night at 9, only on Fox 28, on an all-new episode of Nation's Dumbest after MasterChef, if Andrew Yang can maybe get the hell out of there. What's the biggest island in the world? You know? It seemed like sort of a trick question, too,
because
land masses, but it can't be a continent. So that's why it's not Australia.
Australia does not count.
It's too massive. It's something like 3 million plus
Greenland?
Square miles. Yes!
See?
Yes!
There you go. I should go on the show.
Look at that. Greenland's correct. You got that right. Andrew Yang ran for president. Dummy. Didn't get it right.
Why do you say that like running for president takes some sort of skill?
It doesn't. You're right. It wasn't his platform. Wasn't he supposedly offering up like $50,000 for everybody, like if he won?
You know,
it's like it's like someone running for class president, right? Everybody is going to get 10 free Mountain Dews a week. Like, that's what we would
say. The vending machine?
Yeah,
free.
Free. How are you going to pay for that?
And the teachers say, no, you can't do
that. Right, yeah. That surge machine, it's open for business.
All right, so you think you can get me to the movies?
Yeah.
Because Terminator 2 is coming back to the movies. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, but I'm not going back to the movies because I had the incident back in 2009, where I'm in the movie theater down in Florida. Kristen and I are in the theater all together, all by ourselves, in the back row, and then I see a woman. She's carrying a cart, like one of those grocery carts, behind her.
She's pulling an actual grocery cart.
Well, it's not a... I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a luggage cart with crap on it. But it's a steel metal cart that she's
like
pulling behind her.
Like a smart cart
from
the airport?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe
all right,
that.
All right, yeah.
All right, and she comes in, and I sort of say to Kristen, I don't have a good feeling about this. We're still in the previews.
She goes, it'll be fine. Be quiet. So sit up there. You won't bother us.
And I see her starting to come up the steps. And I said, you wait. This woman is going to sit in our row, I bet you. So she's creaking. She's got the cart going up the steps.
She's pulling
the cart, up the steps.
Like she's slamming it up the steps.
Ka-clunk, ka-clunk. As she's going up the steps. And she stops in a row that's maybe three rows ahead of us.
She goes, see, she's going to sit there.
So she sits on the aisle, so far away from us because we're in the middle. It's about three rows away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, but I've got my eye on her. I don't trust this woman at all.
She's already bothered you.
She sits there for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She gets up, moves up to our row.
No.
Clunk, clunk,
no.
Clunk. She's in the aisle seat now in our row. And I turn to Kristen and I say, this woman is going to sit right next to us.
She said she's in the aisle seat, though.
She's so in the aisle seat, but she's already moved once. And I just had a bad vibe, man.
And so
bad vibe.
And then more previews go by.
So a couple more minutes go by. She scoots in maybe 3 seats.
Why?
Stops. She's moving closer now.
What? Why? What could possess her? Is she just drawn
she's
to you?
A lunatic.
Do you have like the Kvorka? Like what is happening
I do.
Here?
I have a Kvorka.
You said you're a magnet.
Idiots. I'm a magnet for crazies.
Well, look at me.
I know.
Here I am.
I know.
Teddy over there.
So a couple more minutes go by. She moves again. Now she's right next to me. She's sitting right next to me. I turned.
Does she want to offer you some snacks?
I turned. She didn't say a damn word. I turned to Kristen, and I sort of give her a look like, let's go. Let's get on.
It'll be fine.
You have to. She's sitting right next to you,
I
and
understand.
The theater's empty. You absolutely have to just give her a look and then move.
I understand.
Send the message.
But my wife is next to me on the other side, so I'm trapped between my wife and this woman.
Yeah.
Okay? I am in the cock chair there in the middle. All right? So I turn to Kristen. I'm like, let's go. I told you, let's go.
Movie hasn't started yet.
No.
It'll be fine. Not movie. Fine. We paid for it.
Yeah, okay. You paid for it. So what?
Okay.
Weird.
This is the argument that I wanted to have with her, so I'm just sitting there. At this point, the woman next to me takes her wig off and from no, underneath the wig pulls out some sort of meat snack.
What did you make it out to be? Like pre-cooked,
I don't know
pre-cooked
what it was.
Bacon in a plastic baggie? Like what? Against Slim Jims?
And then I said loudly,
dear God,
to my wife, let's get the F out of here. And I proceeded to get up, step over her, so she had no choice but to follow me out of the theater.
And did the woman say or look
no,
at you
no,
ever?
Did not.
What did she look like?
An old woman.
How old?
I didn't
60s?
Make, I didn't make direct eye contact with her. I was trying my best not to.
This woman needed to be murdered. Okay? That's not jail.
I don't
That's
disagree.
Automatic execution.
So we,
in the movie
we
seat.
Left. And I've never gone back to the movies.
Man, that can't be your last movie
that is,
experience.
That's the end
you
for me.
You have to go.
I don't.
You have to go to another movie. That can't be your lasting memory. Why would you let that live on? You want to see Terminator 2?
I've
wanna
seen it.
Want to go to a nice... No.
Many times.
In the theater with movie theater popcorn. We'll have delicious snacks. It's going to be a great time.
Okay.
We'll watch Arnold...
Rent it out. If you rent out the theater for just me and Teddy, I will show up.
What if I get like some, like, you know, more random friends, though? They're not going to bother you.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It's a big theater.
Their mere presence bothers me. No, I don't want it.
I can't bring Who? Matty Ice. I can't bring Joshua Perry.
See, now you're getting to the point where these people are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get me to say, no, I don't want him there.
And then it'll
First
sound
of all,
pretty...
Maddie and Joshua could be talking to the screen.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Could be talking to the screen.
You never went to a black movie theater? Where they're just talking to the screen during the movie?
What are you talking about? They talk at the movie? What?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Not to each other, but
no,
just
to the screen.
To the characters. What are you talking about?
Teddy, you know what I'm talking about.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You guys, I'm going to kill
he
both of you.
Sounds pretty racist.
He's just a common man.
Let's get Matty Ice on the phone.
He's on vacation. Leave him alone.
Well, this is important.
He's probably at the movies right now.
He's probably yelling at the movie. God.
My buddies and I, we used to, I had buddies that lived on the south side of Chicago, right? And we go to White Sox games, and sometimes we would go to a movie and a White Sox game because it was such a different experience. We'd specifically pick a scary movie to go see because it was so much fun. Because we would go to the movies and it would be 90% black people in the movie theater and then us. Right?
Well, isn't going to a White Sox game scary, too? Don't they, like, murder third base coaches?
Yes.
Wasn't there a Royal? Wasn't our my guy from the Royals coaching third
Tom
base?
Tom Gamboa.
They ran out onto the field.
That's right.
Father and a son, right?
Father and a son.
Tried to take him out.
Yes, but we'd go to the movies, and it was so funny because instead of, like, being scared, like, or something like that, the natural reaction was laughter.
Laughter, yeah.
Laughter.
Yeah.
And they would be cracking up. And it was so funny.
I love doing that. You don't like to do that for scary movies? You never did that, like watching with mom and dad or, you know, brothers or sisters
and
or friends?
Just start cracking up?
And cackle
like,
a little bit?
He's raping her.
not a Tom Raper scene, but some just like a good, you know, Jason murder.
Look, he's got that rusty coat hanger. Look at him.
I mean, when they're like getting it on and Jason, and you know, like once the sexy time comes along, you're done. A head's going to fly off and go rolling down a hill into a lake. That's some good, clean fun. This is the day.
This is the day this what? The day. We all get fired or we all get killed?
What's the difference?
You're right. What's the difference?
what's it matter?
Computers like the Buckeyes. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side going from Livingston Avenue to 33. And there's a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Hop in the YouTube chat. We're probably going to get kicked off the air a bunch today because of the weather service. We have no control over that. But in the YouTube, we're there all the time. All right, we're not going to be interrupted. So if you
want to
listen or watch the show uninterrupted, go to YouTube, search 971 The Fan, click on the live stream. I'm in the chat right now.
Mm-hmm. How they doing?
And, well, I'm laughing because we're talking about people talking at the movie theater. I speculated that perhaps Matty Ice and Joshua Perry are talkers, not to each other, but at the screen, at the movie theater.
Right.
Back when I was banging, go to the black movie theater, and they'd be yelling directions at the screen. Get out of the house! He's going to get you!
You did not go into that room!
Tyvus is there. Oh, you talk? Go to the movies with Tyvus? Are you kidding?
Oh, he wouldn't catch one word.
Get out of here!
You wouldn't hear a single thing.
What kind of movies is he watching?
I think watching Gladiator would be fun with Tyvus. He would be like up and out of his seat and cheering and celebrating. He'd be like, yeah, you know, he spiked him in the face. Yeah, Ben-Hur, baby.
But now they're,
you know, you don't know what Ben-Hur is, though.
They're speculating in the chat who would be talking in the movies, and they said Torg, for sure, would talk in the movies.
I got a pants tent today, folks.
Now they're speculating 100%. What he would say at the movies. Who's that guy? Torg, I'm watching the same movie.
What did he say again?
You got Coke Zero? Why not? Now, yes. I can't get this out of my head. I can't get Torg in the movie theater out of my head.
You know who I used to go to the movies with?
Killer, she looks like a slut.
I used to go to the movies with Bone a little bit.
Was he a talker?
No, we didn't talk. I mean, the problem was, is after the movie was done, we would stay in the parking lot for like 30 minutes.
And before. Have sex?
Yes. Yes.
Hogwash.
Just raunchy
sex. Why would you stay in the parking lot for 30
Luke
minutes?
Luke Skywalker's green lightsaber. Yeah. Well, you discuss the movie. You know, and Bone likes to talk about a good movie
so
that he's just
sat in the parking lot?
You couldn't sit in the parking lot. We'd be like in the lobby and then.
You couldn't just drive home and talk about it? Like one of you?
We would meet each other at the theater.
Oh, okay.
We didn't, you know, I didn't. So Bone, I'll pick you up at 7.
Oh, it just seems like the responsible thing to do. You're
carpool.
Just wasting carbon emissions?
Jeez. We're coming from different places. It's not convenient for us to ride together. I guess we would. We saw San Andreas. Remember that movie?
Oh, dude, I love San Andreas.
Shut up.
The Rock was doing his daughter.
The Rock's daughter was pretty damn hot in that movie.
Didn't she just die?
No, she was like all over the world. She was all over the World Cup. Alexandria Daddario, I think. Just. Could you imagine going to a movie with Tim May now that I hear that laugh?
Oh, Tim May?
I tell you what, man.
Take your top off.
See, the Rock's got a daughter. She
got a good rack on her.
Good looking, if you know what I'm saying. You figure that one out. She got some mountains on her, you know what I'm saying? Might be a fault line through them.
I'm a dummy, but I'm not a dummy.
Jeez. I like dusting these off.
Oh, it's boy. Fun. You haven't played any of those.
Funny. It's funny.
It's funny.
Big hat.
Funny clip. Minnesota guy. Big right, mouth.
What are we doing? What did I tease? Oh, USA Today's Jordan Mendoza simulated the 2026 college football season on EA Sports College Football 27 to try and guess the results of the upcoming season. 100 simulations, okay?
These are stupid, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you the results anyway.
Really dumb.
100 simulations. In those 100 simulations, 21 different teams won the national championship. 18 of those are from Power 4 programs. 6 SEC, 5 Big Ten, 5 ACC, 3 Big 12. And then they had Notre Dame and Boise State were the two exceptions. Now, I'm reading this on 11 Warriors. It says, for some context, Indiana did not win the national championship a single time in the simulations before last season.
Oh.
They also did it 100 times last year. Indiana didn't win. And, of course, they won.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, of course Indiana didn't win in the simulations. But don't forget, the year before, Indiana was a playoff team.
Yeah, they were an 11-2 team.
But of those 100 simulations, Ohio State, them two, led the way, winning it all 22 times. The only team with at least 20 national championships throughout the 100 simulations.
Yay.
Oklahoma had 17 wins, Miami 13, Ole Miss 10. Buckeyes made the college football playoffs 85 times out of 100 simulations and reached the national championship game 57 times. Can you imagine? Look, I know the schedule's hard this year, but if the Buckeyes miss the playoffs completely.
Oh, dear God.
Like, it happened in the simulation 15 times.
There,
and then the cartridge burst into flames.
There would have to be.
Yes, there's still a cartridge. They're still playing with the cartridge. They blew on it.
You've got to blow.
Put the Game Genie on it.
What was the Game Genie again? Was it like the cleaning cartridge?
Thing.
Or no?
It was a cheater code
Okay,
thing.
But what did you do? You put the cartridge into the Game Genie and then the Game Genie into the box?
Right, and then it sort of just hung out.
Just sort of stuck
out. You couldn't close the lid
of the slot
on the Nintendo. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
It was because a dangly slot.
Too thick. It was too bulky.
Too girthy for the slot. Too
dangly slot.
It wouldn't fit all the way in with the lid closing. It would just sort of stick on out.
Mm-hmm. You know who I'd like to go to the movies with?
Not me, apparently.
Well, so I'll go with you, but only if I can go and do my German voice the entire time.
Are you going to talk at the movie?
I am
going to talk
to
me about the movie.
The T-1000.
Yes.
Look at him. He's impersonating the foster parents.
So I'm going to have to listen to that.
The National Weather Service in Charleston has issued a flash flood warning for northwestern Perry County until 7:30 p.m. At 3:37 p.m., Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1.5 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. Additional rainfall amounts of 0.5 to 1.5 inches are possible in the warned area. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard: flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source: radar indicated. Impact: flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Thornville and Glenford. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. In hilly terrain, there are hundreds of low water crossings which are potentially dangerous in heavy rain. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads. Find an alternate route. Report flooding to the National Weather Service by calling toll-free 800-401-9535 when you can do so safely.
I mean, the her steering boobs wheel. Are on the glass. Like, her boobs are on the glass. Like, her face is, like, pressed up against it. It's so far up, but it's also elevated so far. I don't even know how she can get in. It's like Peter Dinklage is driving and George Mirosan is fitting in the back left seat. Like, there's so much space in that back left seat. Like, I could put the entire golf push cart and, like, set it straight up in the back of a Nissan Altima. Is your wife's car like that, too?
No.
I can't,
not like that.
I cannot get in if we ever switch cars.
Why did you go with George Mirosan?
It frustrates me.
Of all the tall people.
He's 7'7", man. He was a great Washington Bullet. And he was from My Giant with...
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
That's right.
You prefer...
Look at Billy. He's small. That other guy's very large. Look at him.
George Mirosan is from Romania.
Okay.
Right, Wolfgang?
Okay.
I think. Would you have preferred a Manute Bol?
Dead. R.I.P.
What about Bol Bol, his son? He's still pretty tall. What about former UNC Asheville center Kenny George?
He lost a foot.
He did.
Yes, had foot amputated.
I think he's still banging, though.
He chewed it off himself.
There's no way he could bend his foot up to his mouth. Guy that large. Who's your favorite big man, Teddy? It's got to be 7'5" or bigger.
Oh, wow. Man, I'm not... Probably Mirosan. Yeah, Georgie.
No love for Sean Bradley? Any of the three of us?
How tall,
tall
is Greg
lanky.
Oden?
Sean Bradley was in Space Jam, one of the characters. Greg Oden?
How tall was Greg?
7'2".
Is Greg.
Two.
Still kicking.
Not 7'5".
Not 7'5". Probably 7'2".
Yeah,
Yeah.
But it's like what? Red Panda what? Spinning around in his dong.
No, 7 feet flat.
He's only 7 feet?
Oh, what a...
What a bum.
Tiny guy.
He's like the Peter Dinklage of centers.
He's driving now on the steering wheel.
He's got his seat pushed up and his Cadillac Escalade.
Inside. No, he didn't. He drives like a little Geo.
How about the great Khali?
He's not driving a Geo.
He was pretty tall.
Indian. Big Indian guy, right? Wrestler.
Tallest man.
The great Khali was huge.
Ever. How tall do we think?
You used to see Great Khali's wiener just flopping around in his wrestling tights.
Let's see. Robert Pershing Wadlow, known as the Alton Giant or the Gentle Giant, tallest person ever recorded.
What about Yao Ming?
But how tall was he? 8'11"?
8'11"?
What?
My God.
He's almost 9 feet tall.
Yao was 7'6".
That who you asked? Yeah, how tall was Yao?
Yao Ming,
7'6". Okay, he qualifies.
It's not 9'1" or whatever.
8'11".
This 8'11" guy died at 22.
Well, I don't think you live a really long life when you're that big.
Born in Illinois, died in Michigan.
Thanks for that. Inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow if you're on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt going from Cleveland Avenue to 71. And there's slower traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. See you next Tuesday with Jen Winters coming up at 4 o'clock. We have Rapid Fire at 4:30. Timmy time at 5:30. I forget what Timmy time was.
We are doing my top five favorite viral internet clips of all time.
Viral infections.
Yes.
Of all time.
My favorite diseases.
Let's go inside the Buckeyes.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Let's talk about what might be my favorite Buckeye football game of all time. And I like talking about that run with fans in 2014 to the national championship because there's multiple great games. Ever since the Virginia Tech loss, game two of the season, you know you've got a rally in a brand new four-team playoff. But even with extra teams getting in, you know that you don't have any room for error when you lose to Virginia Tech on your home field. Thankfully, it was early. Hokies wind up not being very good. That nothing pisses me off more than when you're a program and you come up with a landmark win and you don't do anything with it. Virginia Tech didn't. So the Buckeyes had to take care of business.
They never do.
They don't. They never do. The Minnesota game, I think that was the Dilly Bar game that year when JT Barrett had like the longest 80-yard touchdown run ever. You had a classic game on the road against Michigan State that you had to win, and we put up buckets of points and yards.
So what's the game that you're talking about from that season?
I'm getting to it, okay?
Right.
I'm setting the table for the season.
All right, come on.
Would you just let it breathe for a
minute? You're doing such a good job of setting the table. I want to eat the meal.
We've got the Wisconsin 59-0. Then we've got Alabama and the Oregon. Now, trying to like pick your favorite between those three could be tough.
Now,
but what do you want to say?
If we're talking about just the most satisfying,
yeah,
then it's the Wisconsin game all day, every day, because it was just a total throttling.
I can give you that.
From start to finish. And if you don't blow them, you could win that game by 10 points. You don't make the playoffs.
Probably not.
You needed to kill them, and they did.
I can give you that, and I understand.
Now,
it's one of the more shocking scores we've ever seen in the history of the program.
Drama and game for game, it's Alabama.
It's the Alabama game, and that's the one that we're going to listen to on Buckeye Replay coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock, so don't miss it. It's I don't even cut this one for time, so I think total all in with the way that second half goes with all the back and forth scoring. We're a little bit over 4 hours. I'm going to talk with our buddy Tyvis Powell, who had the interception at the end of the game. I always love catching up with him on that and why he didn't want to go down and all the stories that he has in and out of that game. But it just was the way that it's Alabama and who they were, right? It starts there with the kings of the SEC and just what it meant to go up against Alabama to sneak into the college football playoff as the four seed and then to feel like you could play loose a little bit. Like, you already saw what you could do with Cardale Jones. Obviously, you know, you've got the whole quarterback situation. So for me, it just turned into one of the greatest stories in college football history, to be down to your third quarterback, but then still blow out Wisconsin 59-0, get to this game, perform the way you did. You're not taking advantage. Remember how they started the game where they march right down the field twice, but they can't score?
Mm-hmm.
They settle for field goals, and then Bama is right back there. And then all of a sudden, they got this 20-6 lead. But throughout the way, there were just so many amazing plays. Like, I have, which one do you want to hear? Because at the end of the first half was huge, how you have a trick play to get some major momentum going into the break. Evan Spencer throws a touchdown pass.
Give it to me.
To Michael Thomas.
Give me that one.
Marshall motions into the backfield. Snap to Jones. Hands it Marshall. And it's reversed. Ball is given to Spencer, who throws left corner of the end zone. Caught for a pass to Michael Thomas. The official signal touchdown. Evan Spencer with a touchdown pass to Michael Thomas. Evan Spencer with his first pass attempt in his career. And Ohio State gets 6 points thanks to some trickery. They trail 21-19.
I remember talking to Tyvus about this too, how they just could not believe on the sidelines that he got his foot in bounds. If you remember, like, Thomas can't concentrate really on the paint. He has to go and get the ball. Like, right. Step one, he's got to go and high point the football. He's elevated. He's off the turf. And then he has to just sort of take a educated guess and turn his foot in.
The best receivers, man. They have like a sixth sense down there where they have to be. Michael Thomas was one of those guys.
Then I'll let you hear one of these three. I thought Steve Miller's interception return for a touchdown was obviously huge to stave off Alabama's run in the second half. Then you have 85 yards. Anytime a play gets a label on it, 85 yards through the heart of the South, Zeke Elliott to get his stats over 200 yards again. That one went right to their heart. And then at the end of the game, Tyvus Powell with the ceiling interception.
Let me tell you something. I've heard the Tyvus Powell enough. He's our good buddy. Hell with him.
Yeah.
Give me 85 yards through the heart of the South.
Here's Zeke.
Jones resets in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Hands it to Elliott, who goes sweeping to the left side. Gets to the 20. Loose to the 30. To the 40. Down the left side. To the 50 goes Elliott. He's going to take it to the house. 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Ezekiel Elliott. 85 yards.
Simply beautiful. They win that game. They go on to play Oregon for the national championship, the first ever college football playoff. Don't miss that Saturday at 1. I got to give you two quick nuggets. Bruce Thornton, he finished up the summer league with these numbers. Mike, he's with the Houston Rockets, 31st overall pick, almost 19 points per game, 5 boards, 4.5 assists, 2.6 steals, and shot over 40% from 3.
Nice.
Goal for him, I think. Make sure you're on the team and try to be backing up Fred VanVleet when he's healthy and go for 15 minutes or so per game in your rookie season and do everything that you can do. And I saw this, the Ohio State offensive line going into this upcoming season. CBS Sports did a little ranking. Number 2 offensive line in the country. We got 4 out of 5 starters coming back. Just even Carson Hinsman alone at center. Over 2,200 snaps in his career.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing delay on southbound 71 on the south side before Greenlawn Avenue. It's stop and go from I-70. And we've got a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Junction City, Malta.
Corning, Lowell, Stockport, Bristol, Renville, Eagleport, and Hackney. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. In hilly terrain, there are hundreds of low water crossings which are potentially dangerous in heavy rain. Do not attempt to cross flooded roads. Find an alternate route. Report flooding to the National Weather Service by calling toll-free 800-401-9535 when you can do so safely.
And coaches. Meanwhile, Miami Dolphins and All-Pro linebacker Jordan Brooks reached agreement on a three-year extension worth over $51 million. This update brought to you by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Together to serve you better, schedule today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just click or search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe, and every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. You know what time it is, don't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters! She falls down, she craps her pants, she roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air, gets busy in the chat ping pong cut chair. See you next Tuesday!
Jen Winters.
Hey, Jen.
You're on vacation all week.
I am.
And yet you decided to come in for your segment today.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. What's a staycation for you like, though? We do appreciate you coming in for it.
It's being on sports back, getting on each other's nerves by being all up at each other's shit.
Oh, yeah.
He just wants to spend time with you.
I know.
He loves you.
He loves you.
He loves you. He wants to cuddle with you.
It's only Tuesday of your vacation week. How are you going to make
it's
it
funny,
to the end?
Because he doesn't know that I'm like, oh my God, leave me alone.
He does now.
He does now. if he's even watching. I love you. No, it's just like last night I was like downstairs. I'm like, I just want to watch my crappy TV, you know, like Below Deck is on and other things. And he's just in the kitchen hanging out. And I'm like, go upstairs and watch whatever the hell you want to watch, dude.
Is that Below Deck or Blow Deck?
Tyvus was watching Blow Deck.
Blow Deck.
Tyvus was.
Actually, let me tell you something. With this season of Below Deck.
Oh, there's a lot of blowing?
So there was a guy, he's on the deck team. So he's outside doing work, right?
Uh-huh.
He hooks up with a stewardess and they do
that's
it
the proper term,
in the
Jen.
Bosun's bed. And he has a happy ending, and they don't change his sheets for 3 days. So he's had a happy ending in his boss's sheets, and his boss has slept in it for 3 days. And then his boss finds out from someone else that has happened.
Is this a like Bravo smut show
I'm
about
like,
being on a yacht or something? Is that what this is?
This is actually happening.
Good.
And I'm just dumbfounded.
Maybe it's not actually happening, and it's just for television.
No, because it's on camera.
Is this Luke?
What do you mean it's on camera?
It is Luke.
Is this
Luke?
Showed
it's Luke.
Old Faithful erupting on camera.
They didn't technically show it, but they showed him and
Pierce Brosnan trying to get a look.
And the stewardess in the bed and doing things.
Is there a little
they talked
about
it.
Did they go to the second deck?
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Can't do that on the second deck.
Yeah.
It's below.
So it's
below deck.
But
8 minute, 7 minute abs.
But though,
cardigan.
Matt introduced me to a new show.
Shut up.
That I did not know about until like the past couple of days. It's called Little Singles. And it's on TLC.
Sounds like
Little
Visitors.
TLC, it's ridiculous, man.
and it is. Holy cow.
I swear they sit around the board.
He thinks he's hot, you know. And
oh, no,
he's
Jen.
He's a little person.
You're watching this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? And this guy thinks he can just, you know, run amok with these other three women. And I'm like, this guy is evil. He's pure evil.
It's not cool.
It's not cool.
They sit around the boardroom at TLC and they're pitching show ideas. It's like, hey, what about...
Well, they put them in this like...
Little people...
Yeah.
Wrestling. It's like, been done.
They put them in Palm Springs in a really nice like Airbnb. And then they give them the most like obnoxiously oversized Yukon to drive. And so the guy is like kind of uncomfortable driving it because he doesn't know if his pedal extenders will reach. And I'm just like, what are we doing? Holy cow. So anyway, vacation's fun.
You know how we think we've evolved?
You're TV watching
as a society.
I watched the World Cup. That was awesome.
We go to the freak shows. We used to go to the freak shows at the carnivals, like gawk at the bearded lady and stuff like that.
Yeah. I never saw any of them.
Well, they were before your time, all right? But
they do. They have one at the fair.
Our grandparents would go to the freak show exhibits like, oh, look at that. It's a yak woman. Barking for the yak woman.
Oh,
ugly as sin. Hell of a good cook.
Sweet
good
gal.
Sweet gal.
Like, oh, we don't do that anymore. We're much more refined. No, we sit on our couches.
And watch it.
And watch the smut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah. We watch the freak shows from the couch, and that's perfectly acceptable.
It's almost more than, you know, the freak show you were going to get at just your basic carnival with all the selections that we have. I mean, you're talking about
a selection of freaks.
You do. I mean, you got the I haven't seen the new Dr. Now show, the 6,000 pound diaries, but... Because he was like my 600-pound life, right?
6,000 pounds?
That's what it says.
What's 6,000 pounds? A rhino?
I don't know. Maybe it's like adding up all of the people that he's working with. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
That's what the name of the show is. You ain't seen it?
I ain't
guess
seen
not.
It. No.
But I mean, we love Dr. Now. I'm proud of you. And it's just seeing how these people... live through their days and try to lose some weight. Maybe not. I don't know.
What's going on behind the scenes here at the radio station?
I actually had a meeting today with Hydrate Me, so I'm going to give them another free hi. Hydrate Me, good people. Because I will start next week. I will go in for a consultation with a nurse practitioner to start being on GLP-1. So I'm excited.
That's fun. And they're going to sponsor this segment.
Reeser is going to continue on with his different IV treatments. And
he rubs me the wrong way.
Why?
He really does. Just too fit. It's everything about
him. He's very fit.
I know. He's just too fit. He wears his shorts in here and he's showing off his abs and his thighs.
You can't talk. You're trying to get there.
Are you kidding?
You're too fit.
If I take my clothes off next to Reeser, I look like Jabba the Hutt.
I don't know. I mean, you're going to look bad, but I don't know Jabba the Hutt.
I mean, I'm okay with clothes on, but underneath, I'm all fluffy foldy.
Yeah,
but
if you take your clothes off next to me now, you're going to look a lot better than me. And so that's a win.
You got lots of moles.
I do.
You got moles that have their own
moly
moles.
I'm moly and I'm too flabby here in the midsection. Can't get rid of that.
You're working on that, though.
I mean, I'm drinking
my... I can see you.
You got a protein
shake right
there.
Getting a little shake action in.
A little protein?
Yeah, a little...
You getting your protein, girls?
Oh, I got 30 grams going in me right now.
But Reese's going to get an IV on air.
Oh, my God.
And I think Teddy should come down.
Teddy will pass
kidding.
Out. Teddy and Reimer there just passing out.
Yeah. Teddy, we should make Teddy put the needle in. Maybe that would be better suited for that.
No, that's not going to
work either.
I don't think Eric
try to get the vein,
either.
Pop it into the vein.
Yeah, I'd just be stabbing it.
Stab
actually,
him right
that'd
in the
be
neck.
Funny. How many takes does it try?
No,
IV
you don't jam
Reeser.
It into his neck, Dad.
No.
You gotta find him.
Oh man, I got my eyes closed. He's not even looking. I can't see it.
The vomit's in the way. I'm sorry.
Oh boy.
When are our t-shirts gonna be up? And
they're up now.
They're up now.
Yes, they are up now.
So you can, but I haven't gotten one yet.
So Scott's on vacation.
Scotty Vegas, does he live on vacation?
I guess he does.
Yes.
Does he ever work?
Yes.
No.
He'll be here tomorrow through Friday, but he's off all next week.
What the living hell?
He worked on Friday, right? Because he was in with Rothman
he
on Friday.
He was here last week. He was on vacation the week before.
I think he's on with him again on Friday.
Oh, okay.
So he's working a few days.
I know he sent an email out asking for everyone's shirt size.
I replied to it. I need, sad to tell you, I need an XL in those shirts case they
shrink down a bit. You see, Tyvus said he needed an XL.
That's what he said.
I think he needs an XL. He needs a triple.
Yeah.
If I need an XL, he needs a triple XL. Have you seen him?
Who's he lying to?
Yeah. My God.
So all of the all of our regular shows now have a shirt designated for them, and you can see them if you go to 971thefan.com. On the front slider, there is a picture, and all six new designs are up there. Click on that. It'll take you to the Breaking Tees site.
And you can buy them.
Yes.
Right. Who's got the best shirt?
In my opinion, I love the best facial hair on air shirt for Bishop and Friends. And then I love the Morning Juice one because it just says the juice is loose and it's a Bronco.
OJ Bronco.
And on the front, instead of Bronco, it says the Fan. And then the Buckeye Show one is totally different in that it's a saying that they say it's like Ohio, Columbus, Ohio is the San Diego of the Midwest or something like that. I don't know, but I like the design I made. So,
and we've got the
ours is very basic.
It's very basic,
and it's very basic on purpose.
But I like it too. I mean, it's how you doing, little partner?
And it's got like a cowboy.
Well, it's
silhouette.
It's kind of like Chuck Norris
Walker.
It's
but it's without breaking any sort of. But did you see Chuck Norris is endorsing Raising Cane's from the grave?
Is he? I was going to say he's been dead. That's why we're doing this.
There's a billboard on 315 as I drive home.
He wouldn't eat so unhealthily.
I know, and he's like on the billboard, and I'm like,
there's a chicken place,
and they put him on the billboard for fried chicken.
But there's a chicken place called Cluck Norris. Is there any copyright infringement there that we don't know about, or is he in on that place?
Well, he's dead, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, what is his estate? His estate just allowing his likeness?
I guess they need some cash.
I mean, is a Kirk Herbstreit not good enough with Peter?
Hey!
Oh, is Herbie doing Cane's too? That's
right.
You can't
have Herbie because he's all about the dog, and Raising Cane's is a dog. You can't have like a competing dog in the picture.
They had a commercial where before Ben died.
Oh, they did?
Ben and whatever Cane was together, and then Ben died. They dedicated the commercial to Ben, and then, Herbie's just like, oh, that dog's dead. Let's move on to Peter.
It was right away.
He's all about that Peter.
Herbie's all about that
all
Peter.
About that Peter.
All about that Peter.
All about that Peter.
Hey, thanks for coming here.
Sorry about all of this.
And?
It'll be better next week. I'll see you next season.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jen Winters! She falls down. She craps her pants. She roots for the Steelers upside down eggplant. She tells bad jokes and swears on the air. Gets busy in the chat ping pong cup chair. See you next Tuesday!
SEC coaches are the most annoying human beings on earth. I'm going to prove it to you. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing about a 30-minute delay on southbound 315 from King Avenue to I-70. And things are slow on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Cleveland Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com, R-U-U-D, Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Football fall camp is coming. Will Julian Sain take his game to the next level? Will Matt Patricia's defense dominate again? Join us live for training camp fun starting Thursday, August 6th. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
The storms end tonight across central Ohio, and then skies will clear into Wednesday morning, and then it's smooth sailing. Wednesday, Thursday, dry, sunny, less smoke, comfortable temperatures in the 70s both days. Friday, a lot of sunshine and low 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
You know what I did when we first built the house? I got some like garage floor crap and I tried to do it myself, make it all nice and
pretty bad idea, right?
Flecky fleckies on top.
Oh, you can't put the Flecktones in by yourself.
Let me tell you something. 12 years later, 13 years later, whatever it is, man, it looks like crap. But my friends at Comer and Cross are going to fix all that because what they do, first of all, they put in the best garage floors known to man, okay? But they specialize in coming in and fixing bad floor jobs. Floor jobs.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe you got the cracking and the pitting and the paint lift because you cheaped out and tried to do it yourself. Or you paid some company that just goes up to the Home Depot and gets people to jump in the back of the truck and do the floor for them. No. They don't do that at Comer and Cross. Never any subcontractors. And they guarantee that it's never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. These people are so dedicated, they make their own chemicals. We're talking about 97% pure. Not this crap you get on the boat from China. All right? They're not peddling crap to you. They're putting down the premium stuff. This is a premium product, and I'm a premium endorser. Call them now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Or visit them online, Comer Cross, C-O-M-E-R, cross.com. SEC coaches, man.
Oh, they're at it this week, Mike.
I gotta tell you, they got the
every
SEC
single day.
Media days, and I'm reading these quotes from Mizzou head coach Eli Drinkwitz.
Oh, the Drinkwitz.
And he's talking about how the coaches, they regret moving to a nine-game conference schedule. And I started to think to myself, did they do that last year? I missed it.
Nope.
So you haven't even done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't even happened yet. And you're going to stand up there and bitch and moan about how the SEC doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. Here's a quote from Eli Drinkwitz. "We don't get enough credit for how difficult the environments are that we play in. Watching the World Cup and people are, man, these stadiums are awesome. To play in front of 80,000, they thought it was a big stadium. They haven't been in Knoxville, Tennessee with 106,000. It's really difficult to play. Every other year, you're playing five road games in this league. You could have a damn good team, and it's going to be really tough to win five games on the road. We were told Texas was downgraded for their bad loss versus Florida. Florida had a bunch of players drafted. Have you been to Ben Hill Griffin Stadium? It's one of the top 15 stadiums in the world." So, by the way, I like how not only should we be factoring in strength of schedule, but we also should be looking at the emblem on the side of the helmet, because Florida should get credit for what last year? I don't know.
Oh, but that's a tough place to play.
Well, no.
Yeah.
So we're talking about strength of schedule. We're talking about history of Florida football, which should mean nothing when you're judging people in that year, and the stadium in which they play. They want it every way to break for the SEC.
I want to back up to the first thing that you said, though, because that's where my head was at when I started reading all the comments. Forget about the stadiums, which is ridiculous, but just about the schedule disparity. And he's just going nuts about how the Big Ten doesn't have a rule, which, okay, there's the one little tidbit that we can speak to about how we don't have a rule where we require teams to play a power conference team in the non-conference. We've been playing nine conference games for a while. I do think that if you're going to bitch about something, you have to have maybe done it for 3, 4, 5 years, and then another conference is getting a little bit of an advantage in their scheduling system. Then you can say, oh, we've been doing this for 5 years and the Big Ten hasn't adapted. Like you said, they haven't even played nine conference games. So essentially, even as we speak right now, it's exactly the same, because you guys have played eight conference games and you certainly only schedule one power conference opponent of the four non-conferences, at least if we went down a lot of their schedules, even, say, Missouri's schedule. And do you want to know who, like, their one big boy non-conference game has been against, Mike? How about my mighty Kansas Jayhawks? That's the game that they've played. And to sit there and say that that had any bearing over Indiana winning the title? What did, okay, they had a soft non-conference schedule. And Indiana's going to play another soft non-conference schedule. They don't have anybody tough in their three games coming up this year. They had to maneuver their way through an expanded college football playoff. They destroyed one of your premier teams, who you guys were arguing had to be in the field because they were so good, right? And faced all the stiff competition. What did Indiana do to Alabama? Do you remember? I think it was over by halftime. Then they went ahead and they smacked Oregon, another great Big Ten team, and had maybe a couple issues with Miami, but they won the damn game. They won every game on their schedule. Shut up, Eli. You're stupid.
Florida, by the way, was 4-8.
Oh, and who's got the three biggest stadiums in the country? I'll hang up and listen. Oh, that's right. Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan.
I think
the three biggest football stadiums in the country are all right here in the Big Ten. Then it's the SEC ones after that.
People were talking about the atmosphere and the fact that you had the singing and the chanting and...
Oh, the singing and the dancing and the chanting and the moaning.
The World Cup. Eli says, we were told Mississippi State was a bad loss, but they beat Arizona State, who was a quality win for some teams in the Big 12. That math ain't mathin'. It ain't mathin'.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe they should just break off. Go play by yourselves. I'm done hearing about you. Who else is Missouri playing? Are they playing like a Colgate? I mean, do they have a rule at least that they can't play Division I AA?
They just put it in.
Do we have a rule?
We can't play
D1 AA anymore? I know we don't have a rule where we have to schedule at least one power conference. And you know what? I'm actually a proponent of doing that. I think we should set up should be more of a uniform schedule that help us get down to this. Like, you could do an SEC Big Ten challenge for the 10th game. Then the 11th game could be Big 12 or ACC, whatever.
Here is Missouri's schedule for the upcoming season. You ready? They start things off against Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh, Arc Pine Bluff.
Arc Pine Bluff.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. Then see what they do for their big non-conference game is they go to Kansas. That's a big one.
That's right.
They go to Kansas.
Yeah.
Then it's home against Troy at Mississippi State. Would they have one win in the conference last year? Then home against Florida. Stop me when we get to a good team that's really tough, by the way. Then home against Texas A&M.
Okay.
At Ole Miss.
All right.
At Arkansas.
Eh.
No. Home against Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
At Georgia.
Okay.
Home against Kentucky. Home against Oklahoma.
All right. Look, I mean, it's whatever. It's fine.
No, they should get an automatic playoff berth.
Even if they go 6-6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was so difficult.
It's that tough. Okay.
Okay, Mikey, go bye-bye now.
Boy, that was a lot of sports.
Yeah,
Man.
When we start talking sports, it's like my brain shuts down for a little while.
I thought we did okay, right? We made some good comments.
I don't think we did.
No, I mean, Teddy, stupid thing didn't have a lot of logic to it.
What do you think, Teddy?
Saying all that about the stadiums when they don't even have the biggest stadiums.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Schedule.
Until, yeah, at the end. You
disparity.
Just didn't have a
we
way
ran
to get
out of gas.
Yeah, you didn't have a way to get out of it.
We had a little awkward pause there. He stopped talking. I didn't really have a thing loaded in the chamber. I just
Teddy wishes he had two in the chamber right now.
Yeah.
Rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to run into a 20-minute delay if you need to use southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and I-70. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 670 from Cleveland Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, Le'Veon Bell was apparently arrested in Canton yesterday for failure to pay child support in the state of Michigan. His attorney says, well, he doesn't make any money now. What do you expect him to do? Well, I don't know. The dude made like $90 million in his career. You tell me there's nothing left to give the mother of his child?
His lawyer trying to say, what's the difference if there's anything less? Like, he's not making that steady income now? Is that true? He made about $90 million in contract money?
Well, I don't know the exact number.
You're speculating.
I'm spitballing here, but I'm going to...
I'm going to look his career earnings. Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell, career earnings.
What's your guess? I'm looking at it right now.
I said 90.
You said 90. Okay, 90. It's a high mark. Just under $45 million.
All right, I was high.
I would have guessed way higher than $45 million.
He didn't.
Didn't he get the huge deal? He gambled.
He got the deal.
He kind of lost, right? He did get a big deal with the Jets, but he sat a whole year out, didn't he? Like in his peak.
Yeah, he did. He sat a year out because
he wasn't getting the money that he thought he could get. I thought he had a good argument with how valuable he was as a running back and a receiver. I mean, he was an absolute fantasy football weapon at his peak there. But, yeah, what's the difference, man? That we got an issue over child support? He has just one kid? That's it?
I don't know. He signed a four-year, $52 million deal with the Jets.
Okay.
But only $27 million was guaranteed.
Yeah, so I guess he didn't get all that. I guess $45 million bucks for running back in your career? Cash and then endorsements on top of that? Hey, that's, man, a hell of a lot.
He doesn't have any money.
I would have. But I didn't have any money.
I spent it all.
It's gone.
I can't pay. So let me get this right. Under Le'Veon Bell's theory, so you go in, you got the child support hearing. The judge says you got this much money. You need to pay this much money per month on child support. And in Le'Veon Bell's mind, he can go right out and buy 9 Lamborghinis and then say, well, I don't have the money anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you spent it all on crap. You should have the money.
I mean, he owes $50,000, so how far behind are you? I'm sure it's not like $50,000 a month. That's not reasonable.
If it is, it's a hell of a judge.
Right? Yeah.
Rapid fire.
Rapid Fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
All right, Teddy. Rapid Fire number one.
Okay, Raiders owner Mark Davis was chatting about how he's a big fan of the NFL playing on grass fields. So do you think the NFL will ever switch back to all grass playing fields?
No, because one of two things needs to happen. First of all, the owners need to say this is worth the expense, the extra added expense, because it is more expensive to maintain a grass field. But we're concerned with player safety, and we think it's a better aesthetic product for television, so we're going to bite the bullet. We're going to spend more money. Either that needs to happen, or the Players Association needs to stop their empty threats and actually grow some balls and make this a key sticking point with the next CBA. Since we know the players have no balls, they give in on everything, and the owners don't care about player safety or aesthetics on television, none of those things will happen.
I love, too, how there seems to be a chorus of people that, and I don't know why, like whenever someone is pro-grass and has pointed out how great it has looked in these stadiums to see the soccer players enjoying the surfaces that they love and how we put
how
those surfaces down for them.
Enjoying watching it.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, you gotta keep in mind, it's a different sport. You had 300-pound guys in between the hash marks. I'm like, okay. So you can design the grass differently inside the hash marks. There are ways that you can do this. It's been done all throughout time in football.
And by the
even
way,
even at Lambeau, weather places,
they have a
grass.
Hybrid system at Lambeau where it's like 80% grass. And they have some other stuff mixed in there because they have to deal with the harsh weather and the climate and all that other crap.
You can do that. Just take a step towards playing on real grass. I've loved seeing guys like George Kittle, you know, stay on this and be vocal about that. But you're right. It's not about sending out some tweets. You actually have to take a stand and try to get it to move. So, yeah, I don't think not for the foreseeable future we're all switching back to grass. No.
Rapid fire number two.
Would you like to see the Blue Jackets give Jet Greaves a long-term deal?
I like Jet. We're going to talk about Jet later on with arbitration and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gun-shy on a long-term deal for a goaltender that has not had that track record of success. I know that Jet has been good for like a season and 12 games.
It's a short sample size,
but
right?
That's what it still is. You're still on this contract with Elvis that you can't rid yourself of. And it's been a pain in the ass for the last 5 years. And so as much as I like Jet, you don't have to give him a long-term deal now. I'm not going to do it.
Let's see a little bit more. I think I'm in your camp, Mike. I was definitely excited by the way that he started to play last season. And you look at his numbers, goal against average, he got to top 15 in the league. He played a good amount of games, too. I mean, he was 26, 19, and 9. Save percentage was over 900, pushing 910. That was almost top 10 in the league.
He had a
good year, but does that mean he's going to be a 10-year goalie for you and consistently put up those numbers? We don't yet know that.
Rapid fire number three.
Someone just bought a storage unit, and it contained a soda machine that had Kobe Bryant's image on it, and apparently it's valued at around $30,000. So if you had an old soda machine, then whose image would you like to have on it for your display?
You know what I would like? I'm a big fan of Coke products, not a Pepsi guy, right? So I would like to have like an old Coke machine with Santa. The Coke Santa.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that.
I think that's
pretty
cool.
Or the polar bears. Maybe the polar bears and Santa.
I'm thinking you say Coke machine. You probably, obviously you're not into it now, but we've all gone antiquing at one point in our lives.
How do you know that I'm not into antiquing?
You don't like
going
anywhere.
How do you know that I don't do that on the weekends?
You don't do it because you don't like leaving the house.
I have my own booth where I sell arrowheads. How do you know?
You're selling your one 12,000-year-old arrowhead that you got as a gift?
I have
the arrowhead
collection.
Was a gift, Todd. But, I mean, the old Coke machines, there's something charming about those,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I love those
the
things.
Ones where they don't make them like that anymore. You can have that thing refurbished so it still cools, and then you can just pull down
and
on the lever.
They make modern ones
or
out
the
of
glass
plastic.
Bottle ones.
They make them look old.
Yeah, but I would want, like, the real thing.
I'm
or,
with
like,
you.
The old Surge machine
Coke,
would
the
take
real
me...
Thing.
The old Surge machine would take me back to the high school years. That was a cool logo for me.
Rapid fire number four.
If you had to change your hair color, then which color would you make it?
You know, I was actually thinking about this, growing the hair out a little bit. I was thinking about frosting my tips. What do you think about that?
I think the only move for dyeing the hairs is frosted tips.
Frosted tips. Yeah, I'm going to bring that
back. You'd have to go short again, though.
No, why?
can't just have like frosted tips with long hair. That's
yes,
more
I can.
Like a short, spiked up of look.
I'm setting
some
the trend.
41 style.
I don't want that. I'm doing frosted tips with like Gavin Rossdale's hair.
Okay. Yeah, frost the tips, Teddy. What about you? You get a little purple hair?
Purple, yeah, probably. Yeah, that would be the choice for me. Definitely.
Rapid maybe. Fire number five.
Slate gray, maybe.
Today is National Junk Food Day. What's the last junk food item you ate?
Trolleys. The gummy candy, the sour gummy worm candy.
Unfortunately, delicious. I just had another piece of Tyler Danberg's saltwater taffy. So that was the last.
That is sad.
Yeah. It sucked, let me tell you.
Why are you
chewy?
Still eating it?
I don't know.
I know Danberg brought it in. And,
I know.
And kudos to him.
Trying to be nice. It's there.
For
it's
thinking
it's still
of
somewhat
us,
fresh.
I'm not even pretending. It sucked.
Got the crappy flavors out of there. So, and this is the thing too. Like, you got to put a code in the box so we have some semblance of what the flavor is. That's the one other problem with saltwater taffy flavors is they can get you with some nasty stuff. They'll try to throw molasses in there. Molasses.
It's for the old people.
Yuck.
They like the saltwater taffy.
Black licorice flavor.
My father loves the black licorice.
Oh, disgusting. My dad likes that stuff too.
Teddy, you like the black licorice?
I cannot stand it. I can't even just look at or smell it. It's just disgusting.
I can't look at it.
It's horrible.
Good and Plenty's, right?
Kind of extreme.
Is candy coated black licorice pieces.
It's all horrible.
Yuck.
A former Buckeye opens up about his struggles after retirement. We'll talk about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Avoid eastbound 70s off-ramp to 71 on the west side. That is closed due to an accident. And you're going to run into slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
Being ranked as the third best linebacker. Is that appropriate after just 1 year in your mind?
Yeah, this is...
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
We're going to talk about a former Buckeye in just a second, but first, episode 2 of this all-new show. You can catch tomorrow night at 9 following a new episode of Master Chef. It's called Nation's Dumbest. If you missed episode 1, the premise of this show, it's a brand new idea for a game show. You want to get the hell out of there. That's the whole point. You win by not winning. And Elle King, she rallied to stave off former presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
Who's Elle King?
Last week. She's... famous?
She's but famous for doing
she's
what?
A celebrity. You know, she did all that stuff. She's famous.
No, I don't know.
She got the job done. They had a series of physical tests. Matt Leinart excelled the physical test.
Well, how does that have to do with being
his
dumb?
Length. Well, you had to like figure out like it was a... It's hard to describe. They had sort of like a brain teaser type of thing. And Leinart actually did quite well at it. They had like objects and you had to like get like two ropes and you had to like get both of them in your hands at the same time, but you couldn't really reach both of them at the same time. So you had to figure out a way to do it. That's the thing. You got to watch to see what kind of physical tests they're going to come up with for week two. So you want to graduate from the show so you're not dumb. You don't want to be there with Steve-O. The object is to get away from Steve-O, from Jackass. Like, you don't want to be sitting next to him. So second episode of this all-new show tomorrow at 9, only on Fox 28, right after a new episode of Master Chef. Don't miss it.
Master Chef.
Well, Master Chef is good.
I got a question for you. Before we get to... Actually, you know what? Let's do this first because it's important. I don't want to rush it.
Yeah, good idea.
Dante Hittner, former Buckeye, spent 11 seasons in the NFL.
Fantastic player.
He was a top 10 player, top 10 draft pick for the Bills in 2006. Spent time with the Bills, 49ers, Browns, Commanders. He was on the Jim Rome show yesterday. I have to remind myself that's still on, even though we air it on the Fan too. I think it's on right now.
Exact hours.
I know. I think it's on right now.
Yep.
He told Jim Rome, "The first 2 months that I retired, I drank almost every day, Jim, because I didn't know what to do.
Dang.
My schedule was stripped. I didn't have the people around me." And that's the thing, man. We talk about, mental health for these guys and, you know, what's a lifetime of bashing your head up against a brick wall? And that's all important stuff. I think Camp Scataboo is pretty much there right now.
Camp Scataboo, for those that don't know, was doing a backflip, I think, at the Fanatics Fest, which is like a newer, like major card and memorabilia fest in New York.
And he fell on his surgically repaired shoulder.
And says he's fine. But I think when he was asked about it, he basically said, F it, you know,
If I'm brain dead, I'm brain dead.
All right,
well, I think we should be concerned with all of that stuff. And I know there are organizations that work with potential CTE, and unfortunately you can't test for that until after you're dead and all that stuff. That's important stuff. But I think the most important thing that we forget is that these professional athletes have been structured every single day, for the most part, since they were kids. As soon as they started to show promise playing football, or really any sport, baseball, soccer, whatever it is, there was a certain structure to their life. You do this, you train here, you eat this, you go, you team, practice, all these things that you would do. Even during the off season, there's still structure to that. There's still a program for you to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you retire, and that's all gone. What you've been doing since you were a kid is all gone. I had that issue. This is not a football thing, but in 2020 for COVID, when they sent us home to do the shows out of our house.
Yeah.
I had a real tough time with that because I didn't realize how used to and how important, especially with people like me that have mental health issues, how important that consistent routine is. And now you take that routine away, and I didn't know how to adapt. So I had to create a new routine. I would get up, I'd get dressed, I'd get showered like I was leaving. I would leave the house. I would drive around for an hour.
Yeah, I remember you saying this.
I'd go grab drive-through lunch, sit in a parking lot, listen to a podcast, just get out of the house like I'm doing something. And I would do that every single day before I came back to the house.
It's a good idea, and you probably had the whole world to yourself because no one was probably
right.
out there.
I started doing my work and, you know, made the best of it. But Dante Hittner says, I just didn't know what to do. Everybody around me that I'm used to seeing, gone, or at least not on a daily basis. I don't see these people, and I needed to drink to fill the time. Now he's talked about how he's past that. He has a purpose, does his own podcast, and that's great.
Yeah.
But I think we have to have more awareness. When that structure goes away, it's tough for a lot of these guys.
Sadly, I think, you know, and it's okay. It means for Dante's situation that there was, I think, a little bit more going on to it than just I'm done with football and I don't know how to fill the bill.
I'm sure it was many things.
And that's sad, but that's okay. You know, he's talking about it. It's you we all need help at a certain point in time, and it's okay if he just really missed football, you know? That's been his entire life. The game that you love, you've been doing it probably since you were 5 or 6 years old, and then you realize probably for a guy as talented as Dante at a young age, I got a chance to be a special player, like one of the best players in my state, go to a place like Ohio State, you know, play professionally, make millions of dollars. It's a big thing. I find it odd, like, or not, odd's not the right word, but and we've gotten to know quite a bit of former players just from doing this, and we've become friends with them, and we've seen sort of both sides as to like how guys adapt. Like,
yeah, some guys don't have a problem with it.
I always found it like shocking to like know players that had a tougher time like keeping the schedules, because football is so schedule oriented. Like if you miss this, it's maybe more than anything else in business, in life, if you miss a football practice or a team meeting,
who are we just talking about?
They are on your ass,
they,
right?
They were telling if you're not 5 minutes early for Ryan Day's meeting, then you're late.
And it was the Joey McGuire, the punter?
That's right.
Was going on and on about it? And I think that's true for any football coach ever, right? You are not going to be on time for this. You are going to be 15 minutes early. And then you might even just decide to be 30 minutes early. And then you're just one of those workout warriors where you're there an hour before practice. So you've got a lot of work done, but you know, we've known guys that were incredibly schedule oriented, and we've known guys that had a really tough time with it, which was surprising to me because you come from that football world, you'd think that'd be what you're Johnny on the spot with.
I have an Aaron Rodgers story that I want to do here, and I have a question. I have a song stuck in my head. It's a song that's affiliated with a movie, and so I'm going to ask you, what is the best biopic? How do we say it?
I like to say biopic.
Okay.
Biopic sounds dumb.
Sounds like a procedure.
What is that? A biopic?
You spread your legs and going for a biopic.
A man spreading his legs or a woman spreading his legs for the biopic?
All right.
We can both
get
a biopic?
Absolutely.
All right.
What's the best biopic movie that you've seen?
I got to think.
Is this song that I have in my head? It's in contention for best movie. It's in the movie.
Okay.
All right, that was a great tease. That was a hell of a tease, wasn't it?
Let's think about some songs.
Teddy?
Yes.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How's the show today? Good?
Yeah. It's good.
And that's one I can think of. Whitney Houston, Bodyguard. It's not really a biopic, though.
That's just a movie, Timmy. I was going to say, she doesn't play Whitney Houston in the movie.
We're looking for like Walk the Line. That's a biopic. The Johnny Cash.
That's a good, a little Folsom.
Oh,
I didn't know I had to explain the concept of the movie to you.
Sometimes I can be quite dumb.
What about Armageddon? How about that?
I don't want to close my eyes.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing delay at the intersection of High Street and Morse Road, and you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means? Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. 2 days before the scheduled arbitration hearing, the Blue Jackets and goaltender Jed Greaves each submitted their financial request. The offering by the team, 1 year, $2.8 million. Greaves seeking $7.5 million. The arbitration on Thursday will seek an appropriate middle ground salary. Cleveland Guardians try for a second straight win as they continue their series at home with Minnesota tonight. Cleveland remains one game out of first in the AL Central. Cincinnati Reds looking to bounce back as they play the second of their series in Seattle tonight against the Mariners. Hottest team in baseball, Boston Red Sox, will try to tie a franchise record going for their 15th consecutive win when they face Baltimore and the Columbus Clippers begin a series tonight at St. Paul. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts,
they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers posted some photos on Instagram last night with his mom and dad and brother Luke.
Ah, yeah, because it had long been known, or, I mean, rumored at the very least.
No, it was known.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you never like to get too into that because unless you know for sure and the guy's out there speaking about it, like, who's to say, like, you haven't had phone calls or text conversations with your family. I just don't know. But to see the photos, you got Aaron Rodgers maybe patching things up with his family.
He wrote the caption, another bonding week, hashtag fam. He talked in March back on the McAfee show about his relationship with his family. He said, if you look at the saga with my family, for years it was one-sided. They were making shots in the media saying BS. I never said anything until it got to the point where I'm like, all right, enough is enough. And I understand that, by the way. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan. You know that if you listen to the show. I think he's full of crap. But, you know, when your family's going out and making something that's private, public.
Yeah, you're right. His family was rather public with Aaron Rodgers' situation.
They made it public. He didn't want to talk about it. And later he did talk about it because his family's been very outspoken about how Aaron doesn't call us. They would show up for games and why won't our son let us in to watch him and stuff like that.
Patrick Reed in golf was the other weird one. You remember that one? Where, like, I think his parents lived in Augusta and he won the Masters and they felt like they had to buy their own tickets but sort of stay away. It was very sad.
Like, here's what reading all that. Aaron Rodgers said about his upbringing and one of the reasons for falling out. He said, I grew up in a very white, dogmatic church that just didn't really serve me. It was very rigid in structure. I'm not a rigid person. Shame, guilt, judgment. It was like, we have the truth, our way or the highway. Our way is heaven, your way is hell. Even talking to my parents, it was very black and white. Like, somebody has to be wrong and somebody has to be right. I just slowly uncoupled from that in high school. That's an interesting quote because Aaron Rodgers has a very legitimate problem with the I'm smarter and better than you people shoving their beliefs down your throat and pretending to have all the answers. When
it is a very interesting quote.
The religion out of it, and that's what Aaron Rodgers is.
It's not like a religious thing, but when it came down to the vaccine or whether it came down to the way that I do things, he definitely, and maybe this is something that he pulled from his parents that he wishes he didn't.
Well, I don't know if he's even self-aware enough to know that he shares a lot of those same qualities.
He must not be. You don't think you'd want to be that way if you're giving this quote about why I didn't love it with mom and dad, the someone's got to be right, someone's got to be wrong thing. There can't be any.
I know the answers. I see your side. You don't have the answers.
Yeah, I see your side. This is my side. Who gives a bleep? Like, you can think one way, I can think another way, and we can both be right with how we view it. But no, he does not really ever come across that way.
Okay.
The latter half of his football career, he just got so much more vocal than I ever wanted him to be. I don't really remember having much of an opinion on Aaron Rodgers, the guy, until he was, you know, well into his 30s and started to do a lot more of the media. And then when he started to do McAfee on a weekly basis, he really got loud.
I want to be clear, too. There's plenty of things that I don't like about Aaron Rodgers. The vaccine issue, which I know is polarizing to a lot of people out there, they still want to die on that hill. Right or wrong, fine. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't like vaccine. Okay? Great. There's a lot of guys that don't like vaccine. Kirk Cousins doesn't like the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody brings it up, though. I don't know why, because he's not totally obnoxious about it. Another guy who is our friend, by the way, Tyvis Powell doesn't like vaccine. All right, he stopped playing in the CFL because he didn't want to get the vaccine. We can disagree on that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right?
And we do.
And we do, and that's all right. It's not about that. It's the way that you treat other people who don't agree with you, the way that you smirk and pretend like you're so much more educated because you've got a little 10% knowledge on something. You surround yourself with a bunch of kooks, and all of a sudden you have all the answers.
Right. I can't remember who it was, but it was, might have been Bill Burr when he was doing Joe Rogan's podcast, and he said it to him real straight. You're just as much of an idiot as I am when it comes to
but
this stuff.
You pretend I'm just choosing, not to be.
I'm choosing to do what certain experts are advising me to do. I'm choosing to believe them. You're choosing not to. Okay. All right. Well, there might be some rules in place where jobs, companies, whatever, are going to instruct you like you we believe this, so for you to like come back to the building, we're going to need you to take it. You could either abide by it or not, you know, and
no one's going to throw you in jail.
Right, you're not going to get thrown in jail, but there might be some other things, workarounds that you're going to have to try to do in the meantime. That's
quite
the way,
frankly,
it is.
I think we should fire everybody around here that comes into work with open-toed shoes,
sandals.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah,
I don't want to look at another man's toes.
Toes aren't good.
That should be
toes
punishable by termination.
What about tank tops?
I've discussed that. I've discussed it with Cole, the loose cannon. Where he
did
come
Cole
in.
Come in sleeveless once?
Yes, he did.
Basketball jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's the word on a basketball jersey with nothing under it? You can't wear that at work.
I don't want to see your pit hair.
I don't know how cool of a look that is even out in the wild. Like, it's uncomfortable, too, because a basketball jersey is likely embroidered there. You need like at least a sleeveless shirt layer under that.
The worst thing is going into a restaurant and seeing somebody in the cook station with the wife beater on, the tank top.
Oh, God.
And they're just willy-nilly. You can't tell me there's not flecks of stuff falling down. Even if you put deodorant on, that's going to flake off.
You've got to be at the beach or at like a tiki bar that's connected to the promenade.
Tiki Barber.
Ronde. Tampa Bay.
That's right.
So that's got to be the rule on tank tops. Yeah, at work, like, no. Like, not in an actual office setting. You got to have closed toes, some semblance of a sleeve. We don't ask for much, right?
You and I are both wearing t-shirts here.
We're generally at bum status.
Yes.
Fishy's gone today, and I'm wearing a black sweatsuit. That's in a baseball cap. That's what I'm wearing today.
We set the bar pretty low here.
Oh, yeah. Like, but we just wear shoes and sleeves. It's almost like Lou Brown from Major League. We wear caps and sleeves at this level.
Right, all day, I have had the REM song, The Great Beyond, in my head. Are you aware of this song?
You'd have to sing it for me.
I'm not going to sing it for you.
Well, then I guess I'm not. I won't know. I know REM. I've probably heard the song.
It's the song that REM specifically wrote for the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman biopic, Man in the Moon.
See, that's the song that.
No,
would,
I know.
That's
they
the
used
song
that
I would
song
all day.
But they
for
also
watching
wrote
that movie.
Another song for that movie.
I got it. Now all I can think of is Man on the Moon, though.
I understand, but it's not that song.
I started
thinking about the best biopics out there and how I like that Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman movie, Man on the Moon. And here's the test, because I.
The National Weather Service in Pittsburgh has extended the flash flood warning for southwestern. Emergency management. Flash flooding is already occurring.
Hazard, flash flooding caused by heavy rain. Source, emergency management reported. Impact, flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Zanesville, Cambridge, Caldwell, New Concord, Desville, South Zanesville, North Zanesville, Philo, Pleasant Grove, Pleasant City, Cumberland, Bell Valley, Fultonham, Norwich, Chandlersville, High Hill, Bridgeville, Duncan Falls, Rural Dale, and Kendallville. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be aware of your surroundings and do not drive on flooded roads.
All right, I want to hear from the people. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Email is goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Best biopics of all time. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a five-minute holdup on southbound 270 between Cemetery Road and I-70 on the west outer belt. And there's just a couple-minute delay on eastbound 670 going from Neal Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart-grade Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work-ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Retirement from football hits everyone differently. For Devere Posey and Dane Sanzenbacher, it means sitting around watching sports clips on the internet and arguing about them. Search for Didn't Catch That on YouTube and subscribe. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty severe thunderstorms in tonight across central Ohio, and then skies will clear into Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, a lot of sunshine, dry, sunny, less smoke, comfortable middle 70s, upper 70s on Thursday, dry and sunny, and looking for low 80s with a lot of sunshine on Friday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy, did you know that when guys get into their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
Oh, I heard about it, Mike.
It happens gradually, and before they know it, they just don't feel like the same man. Their genitals fall off. They become a woman. I went in there and got my numbers tested. They said, sir, we've never seen someone with negative testosterone. And I said, well, can you do something about that? Of course we can.
That's what we do.
We're Tri-State Men's Health. All we do is low T and limp peepees all day, every day. They see people. Maybe you're thinking, no one's going to understand my problem. No one gets what I'm going through. These people do because they see it every single day. They are the experts. So I want you to go to TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Take the low T quiz on their website. Simple 10-question, yes or no answers. Takes 2 minutes. Schedule a consult. They'll do your lab work and have your results within 30 minutes. Then a licensed medical provider will review the results with you and discuss your options so that you can make a decision together with the medical team. Cost of the appointment is just $99. Includes the medical consult, T and PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, they take that $99 fee and they throw it out.
What a deal.
It's waived.
What a deal.
Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit TriStateMen'sHealth.com. I pondered What are some of the best biopics of all time? I'm looking at a list here.
Can I go to the burner phone before you get
absolutely.
To the list?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see without a list what we can come up with first. So someone chimed in with Straight Outta Compton. I missed that one.
That's one of Teddy's favorites, right? That was a banger.
You seen it, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I love the NWA.
Ice Cube
not
and
seen
Company.
It.
Straight Outta Compton.
It.
Right?
Crazy.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Be careful now.
I know.
Then this was a good one. I did see this one. Have you guys seen American Sniper with Bradley Cooper about Chris Kyle?
Yeah, seen that.
Yeah, that one was solid. Very heavy stuff. And what about another Tom Hanks? I don't know if I had a Tom Hanks one already. I was just talking back in the break about another Tom Hanks movie. That's what was on my mind. I just watched A Man Called Otto recently. But the biopic was the Mr. Rogers one. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. Right. That was okay as well.
Did he do a Walt Disney one too?
He
Tom
did.
Hanks?
Yeah,
he did.
A Walt Disney one.
That's right. That qualifies.
You know what? On my first date with my wife, we went to a late movie, and we saw Leonardo DiCaprio's star in The Aviator.
The Aviator.
Which was the Howard Hughes movie. I thought that was an excellent movie.
Did anybody show up during that movie?
No, Meatwig showed up during that one, Teddy. It's when I still could go to the movies and avoid crazy people.
Yeah. It's probably a couple years before.
Good old days.
Julie and Julia, like early 2000s, maybe. What about, another good one from the burner phone. Yes, now they're rolling in. We've got The Social Network. Yeah, pretty good. With Jesse Eisenberg, I think, is that actor's name? So that one's pretty good about, the beginning of Facebook.
Well, there's lots of sports ones, too. So you have, I don't care for this movie, but people like it. They like Moneyball. All right. The Blind Side.
Yeah.
I know that Michael Orr had like a falling out with the family.
Speaking
and
about
like suing each other, whatever it is.
Problems with the family. But I think that family is just fine without Michael Orr's money.
What about this movie's probably 25 years old now. The Ali movie with Will Smith.
Absolutely.
He did a pretty good job in that movie.
I thought he did. His performance in that was really
Remember
believable.
The Titans?
Same thing with sports. While we're on Will Smith, there's another biopic sports movie. King Williams, or what was the name of the Serena Venus Williams movie?
I didn't
was
see it.
Was it King Williams? Is that about it. Like, it was because mainly about dad and the girls together. Yeah. And that was pretty good. I did catch that one.
Miracle? Do we count that as a biopic?
That's French. You do?
I think so.
I think so.
That's enough Herb Brooksy?
If we're doing Remember the Titans, we do Miracle.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if I...
Schindler's List?
Schindler's List. What about Walk Hard, Dewey Cox?
No.
That's not a...
No.
That's a fictional biopic.
I'd rather watch that than throw back in Walk the Line.
That's right.
Yeah. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, right?
Yeah, Ricky Bobby.
It's a biopic.
All right, keep sending them in. On the burner phone, 614-787-3093. The Jackets are officially out of the RSN business. So Bally's goes away, and the Jackets are going to do what the Reds do currently, what the Guardians have done the last couple years.
Yep.
The NHL is going to produce the local television broadcast. How does that change the way you watch them? Depends on how you watch TV.
Yeah, it depends on what your plan is. And again, the annoying part for like people like me and Teddy is that YouTube TV has just taken a stance where they're just not getting in like to this business. And I think if you're like a Spectrum customer, maybe DirecTV.
DirecTV, nothing changes. They'll have it.
They'll have that.
On the RSN. They'll assign it a channel.
Yeah, you'll get a channel.
It'll be there. You can watch it just like you would Bally's.
And therefore, when you sign in on your phone, like for your DirecTV app, you'll be able to watch it that way
that's
as
right.
well.
That's right.
And get your DVR stuff. I don't know why, like... What's the deal? We got to get on YouTube's ass about this, Teddy. They're charging enough money.
Yeah, why can't
to where
they get
should,
that?
Yeah. They should the be package. Signing enough up. They should be paying.
If enough people package. Call and cancel.
Well,
who do you call at YouTube, though?
They don't have customer service?
I don't think they remember,
do. No one picks up the phone?
No, there's no phone.
Remember, again, like how I just don't get the deals. That the
have
rest,
you still not got this, the options to do the
reason,
different packages?
No.
I thought that was for everybody now.
Teddy,
not for him.
I'm not lying.
But
I'm not lying when I say everybody hates me. Nobody gives me deals that regular people, I'm an upstanding citizen, yeah. I pay my taxes, I'm polite, I'm kind, well, I don't not, yeah. get, yeah, it's true.
Let's not get carried away.
I have you here maybe dragging you should, me down. Yeah,
cancel it and have like Sarah sign up.
Giving me a bad rep to everybody, and I get no deals. I go to the window at a whole Wiki McDonald's, and it loses my app code every time. I don't get like the dollar
you've
cheaper
been,
deal that you
been
get.
Been blacklisted.
I don't get the YouTube sports only deal that supposedly everybody gets.
This is what happens when you go around acting like you for 40 years.
What did I do?
Word gets out.
I try to keep everybody on the straight and narrow. I politely honk at people who are sitting there at a green light.
All right, more jacket stuff. The team and Jet Greaves are going to arbitration. They have different ideas of what they should make. He should make
what's
this
the,
season.
What's the gap? On
so here's
what
the gap. It's quite the gap, by the way.
What the team wants
it's
to pay.
It's quite the gap. So the hearing starts Thursday. The team has formally submitted 1 year, $2.8 million. That's what they believe Jet Greaves is worth. That's they want to pay.
They want to. So they want to throw just a 1 year deal.
1 year, $2.8 million. Well, arbitration can only be for the year.
For the one.
It's
more
only
year.
It's only the 1 year. Jet Greaves' people, they've submitted 1 year, $7.5 million.
Quite a gap.
So that is quite the gap. Now, these are strategic numbers by both sides.
Yeah.
The Blue Jackets know they're not going to pay 2.8, and Jet Greaves knows he's not going to get 7.5, and the thought is that you settle and you come in the middle.
Yeah.
However, with the arbitration, I talk about this all the time. There's a lot of guys who go through arbitration that say, that was the worst mistake of my life. I never want to go through that again, because essentially what they do is the team sits in a room with you and the arbitrator, and the team is going to make the case, essentially, why you suck. They're going to talk about all your negative qualities and why you don't deserve to make the money that you're asking for. The player's rep is going to sit there and talk about how great he is and comps with other goalies around the league and all this other stuff. But sometimes the feelings can get so damaged and hurt in the arbitration hearing that a player doesn't want to play for the team anymore, because they've sat in a room with these guys, the same people that they greet with handshakes and hugs and you're our guy and we value you, and they sit there and they listen about how much they suck so they can save some money.
Also, maybe one of the worst things for you is to have an actual number assigned to your ability. Because then when you
well,
go...
everybody has a number assigned to their ability.
Well, I mean, if you don't
That's
go
just
to,
the nature of sports.
I mean, I understand, but when you go to arbitration, someone in a courtroom is saying that. I mean, obviously, like in this country, the big thing about it is you're worth what someone is willing to pay you. And then someone over there can say, oh my God, why the hell are they paying that guy that? Well, because people that employ me think that I'm worth it.
Right.
Whether you believe that or not. So then, like, you get an actual number assigned to you in a courtroom. Then you feel like you really do have to go out and play way above that. Maybe you didn't agree with the judge's number in the first place. You feel that that already put you behind the eight ball. Then you're going out to outwork that, and you still think that you're getting underpaid whenever you get that next bigger contract. So
I forget which baseball player it was that just recently went through arbitration, and they settled, and he came out the other end. And he said, I'm glad it's over, but the relationship's never going to be the same between me and the team. I just,
it
too
happens.
Too much
yeah.
bad blood. You know, I heard too many things I didn't want to hear. And that's the risk. Going to arbitration like that. There's a risk for the team. There's a risk for the player.
Well,
hopefully they settle and everything's fine.
Sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Timmy time coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Expect traffic to be stop and go and causing a 10-minute delay if you're on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and I-70. There's also a 10-minute delay on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from 161 to 315. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
You know, you're talking about that show, The World's Dumbest. We should be on The World's Dumbest.
Nation's Dumbest.
Well, Nation's Dumbest, yep. World's Dumbest. We should be on the list, because yesterday we were talking about athletes with bird names, and we forgot about Larry Bird.
We did mention Larry Bird at the end
when somebody brought it up.
I knew Larry Bird was in my head from the beginning of the email exchange. I thought he was too popular.
Say it.
I got another one.
And now, hold on a second. I'm going someplace with this. We were discussing the biopics. What are the best biopics of all time? And much like we missed Larry Bird yesterday, we've missed another very obvious one. It's one of our favorite movies.
And how you doing, little partner?
Good job. Fine. And it's Little Visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
That's good.
When I can get that from you,
you got
it
me.
It really makes my entire day.
You did get me, because you went back to just a good tactic. Like, you really, you had the, you know, the theme of the hour was incorporated. I was hanging on the edge of my seat. I figured we missed a good sports movie biopic.
I mean, I'm sure we did.
You tied in the bird stuff. You did a good job.
Thank you.
You
Teddy,
threw me off the scent.
Teddy, did I get you?
Yeah, I thought you were going to play something silly, though. I thought it was going to be like a Field of Dreams clip. Like, yeah, you're just having fun. Well, I know it's not, but I thought you were just being silly in that way. I did not go or see the Walker, Texas Ranger, you know, direction.
New batch of songs, by the way, coming up on Friday. But right now,
we got to go. Let's go.
Jeez. Okay. Hey, Teddy, we got to go now.
Hey,
we got to go. Come on.
Everybody, I hope you enjoy this one, because, you know, we somehow stumbled on to the Charles Ramsey dead giveaway clip, which is one of the more viral interviews. It was when we were talking about Sweet Brown, because it was so smoky last week. We were playing that. You got to turn it off first before you're going to hit
I'm
the,
sorry.
I got that bronchitis. All the Canadian smoke came in. So we played our clip from Sweet Brown, which is one of the best viral news interviews of all time. So I went out this past couple of days and collected my top five favorite viral internet clips of all time. Would you shut
it's stuck?
Shut up.
It is stuck.
Just fade it
I
down
can't
so
turn
I can
it
start.
Off. How long is that song?
I got bronchitis. I don't have that clip loaded up, but I got to start the list, okay? So I'm starting off. Just sit back and enjoy. And I'm hoping that I have some that one or both of you have never heard before. Have you heard? I'll give you a label. You tell me if you know where I'm going with this. The parking meter math guy. You know what this one is?
I don't.
Parking meter math guy. So this is an old favorite. I believe a Scranton news station. Ain't no party like a Scranton party. Channel 16 in Northeast PA doing a story on parking meters. This is 2016. A local was concerned about a possible conspiracy that was going on in the city with the pricing not really matching what was posted. Take a listen.
Well, the sign says that it's four quarters for an hour, but a quarter only gets you 15 minutes. Yeah. So if my math is correct, That's not an hour.
That's not an hour.
Not an
but
hour.
But it is. And also...
A quarter to 10 minutes?
Rewind. Take that off. Take that off. You're right. 15 minutes is a cool... I swear to God, I do not do drugs. I have not had liquor. My friends are leaving me.
Well, anyways, we're doing a story about they want to change
Please
the parking
don't put
meter.
That on.
So it's the gasp. It's the... It's the fact that... I know exactly where he was going with that. Like 15, it says a quarter gets you 15 minutes, but then it says it's a dollar an hour. Like, obviously that's not, his mind was just, it was time math and money math were colliding right there. And it made him look completely foolish.
There's
now,
there's some more math too.
What's that?
You want some more math?
What do you,
you know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance and you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
The sad part is the math actually checks out on that one. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Most of it didn't. At the end, it did. All right, now, my number four favorite clip. Have you heard of the bathroom bomber clip? This was a news story that was done. This was set up very well. I'd like to see them do some stuff like this on 10 TV, where clearly this was in Springfield, Missouri. They did a story that appeared to catch the female news anchor off guard. This was 2019. She hadn't pre-read the story. So they like slipped it in, and the story was not exactly what it seemed. It sounded like it's about a bombing, but it wasn't a bomb of a real dangerous variety. Listen.
Some scary moments for customers at a Kansas Home Depot. Police responded to reports of a bomb threat at the store in Wichita. A customer alerted employees. A man inside the bathroom said there was a bomb in the building. Police were able to locate the man responsible for those comments, and that man told police he warned other guests to leave the restroom because he was, quote, fixing to blow it up, but had no intention of causing a panic. Man also told police others in the room laughed, understanding his joke, which I'm just now getting. Home Depot says they will not be pressing charges. But I can tell you right now, you asked the producer for me to read that, didn't you? To Ethan now, please.
No.
I could tell this Ethan dude was funny. Ethan then went on to do like a 4-minute story about a stolen bonsai tree. He couldn't stop laughing for the entire thing. All right. Number three. I didn't realize this until today. It's the second clip from the same news station, WNEP-TV in Northeast Pennsylvania. I guess they get it done.
The net.
This was, yeah, the net with the girl from the bus. Couple years before, in 2014, the Wayne County Fair in Honesdale. This one's gotten over 72 million views on just the news station's YouTube page. Think about everywhere else where it's rebroadcast. When a local reporter shot her shot at getting the cute kid on video for her story, and apparently she chose wisely.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. And apparently, I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's the Powerball.
Tell me about the ride. What did you think about the ride?
Well, it was great.
Why?
Because apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Yeah.
The slowest do is get dizzy.
Is it fun?
Yeah. And I've never, ever been on live television. I never, ever be on live television.
Are you excited?
Yeah, and apparently I already went down the super slide. When I went down the one, I was scared half to death. I just freak out.
So this kid just went crazy viral, and he's obviously got the crutch word there. Other than that, like, he's holding the microphone. He's, like, showing with his hands, like, where the ride is. They're eating this up like slop. I mean, look at Mike Tomlin, his whole career. He couldn't get through a press conference without saying, obviously, 72 times. So, about the same. Do we have time for one more right now?
Come on.
All right. So, this is Good Day Spokane. And the poor news reporter had to go out and interview a 110-year-old woman for her birthday, you know?
I feel like we just heard this one recently. This woman is really good.
Here we go.
Good morning. Yes, we are out here at the Cheney Care Center, and I am sitting next to the woman on the front page of the Spokesman Review this morning. This is Flossie Dickey, and check it out, folks. We got her very own Good Day Spokane coffee mug. She is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
As many times as she can. She likes to take a nap. Flossie has 3 children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren. You sound like a very busy lady. Yes, she has lived in multiple places.
She didn't want to respond there. One more quick part here.
Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
You would rather be taking a nap, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Nicole!
Anyway, I'm here with Chris Barr. Chris, you have known Flossie. Come on in here.
I'd rather be dead. First of all, her name is Flossie Dickey.
That woman. Flossie Dickey! Are you tired, Mike? Do you enjoy to take a good nap?
Take a nap many times as I can.
Flossie Dickey!
All right, we got one more.
R.A. Dickey's mom.
What? It's R.A. Dickey's grandma. We got one more.
Yeah, the grand finale.
Coming up next. Mm-hmm. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident on London Groveport Road at Bixby Road that's causing some hold up there. And watch out for a crash that's causing delay on Winchester Pike at Refugee Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through July 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you. So, Beam, Timmy time today. I've been going through my top five favorite viral internet clips of all time. I can't play all four of these before, but to recap them, because I think you've probably seen some of them. If by label only, if you've heard of this one, I know you've heard of the parking meter math guy. Ooh. We joked about that. Yes, yes. We joked about this one before. 15 minutes for a quarter, but a dollar an hour.
Doesn't make any sense.
But it does. Right. There was the news station that did the story about the guy fixing to blow it up in the bathroom at the Home Depot. Okay. That was one. Then there was the apparently kid, the little redhead talking about the rides.
Yes. The Powerball.
Yes, right. Yep. Then there was Flossie Dickey on Good Day Spokane. And now to the big one here. Now, Northeast Ohio guy centered around the wild story of how Ariel Castro got. He was keeping three girls captive for like a decade in his basement. Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus, and Amanda Berry. And Charles Ramsey was the local hero that was, you know, I was eating my McDonald's and something I could tell was amiss. Teddy, why do you always shut me off in the middle of the segment?
Oh, man,
about 5 minutes after the police got here. See, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there. You know, 30, 40 deep. And when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything
going on? Bro, not a clue. That girl was in that house, or anybody else was in there against their will, because how he is—he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing exciting about him. Well, until today.
What was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Dead giveaway.
Thank you very much for your time.
Either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she ran into a black man.
Look, I know this is the Timmy time list, but I have an honorable mention as well. This is one that's actually not too old. This is the one where it's the little British girl.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Because I have that as a bonus.
You do?
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Yeah, because this is actually, I call it the 9 quid girl.
The 9 quid girl. She's upset.
I'm living. It's not like reincarnated, but I am another person. In Burnley, England,
I'll tell you what,
as an 8-year-old girl, Timmy, arguing about ice cream
this
prices.
This could be your second wife if you just wait around a little bit.
This is your dad,
play it.
You know?
This is my favorite.
Girls, what's just happened?
So, there's an ice cream van there selling just two ice creams with two chewing gums in it.
Yeah.
For bloody £9 for two of them.
9 quid for two?
Yeah, 9 quid. That is going to get nowhere. The one that comes on my street is either £1 a pee or £2. That is going to get nowhere with that.
No, he ain't, is it?
No, he ain't.
That's well bad, isn't it?
You should know. And he only does bloody card. Stood there with my cash. Bloody hell.
That's well bad, isn't it?
Bloody well bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, bet he can hear me.
That's a thick accent. Oh, my God, that's thick. That is thick.
Yeah, bet he can hear me.
Oh, wow. So we're just we're charging $28 just because we're an airport cafe for two piece of crap breakfast sandwiches. Oh, they're not even cooked all the way through. Frozen on the inside.
It's you and little girl.
Wonderful.
Form.
I guess it's great.
I've seen his dad scream at a barista in Indianapolis over that same thing.
It was terrifying.
Yeah,
I was mortified when I heard that story.
What's coming up on the Buckeye
Show? Guys, coming up tonight, Austin Ward is going to hang out with us for a couple hours. Berm, he will update us on what is looking not to be so great on the David Gabriel George update for tomorrow on his pending commitment. And then we'll get to his question of the day. And that takes us to all-time great single-game Buckeye performances.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We have been looking for great biopics. I said I don't really love biopics by nature, but now that I'm seeing a bunch of them, there's still a ton that I've seen.
Braveheart.
Braveheart, yeah. Braveheart would qualify. Scully? I thought Scully was Sully, not Scully.
Scully's
That's the music place.
In the X-Files.
X-Files, Scully.
Mulder and Scully, do a song and dance number.
Sully with Tom Hanks.
I just saw that he announced he has Alzheimer's.
Tom does?
Or no, Sully?
No, Sully. Oh, okay. That's too bad.
Captain Sullinger.
Yeah, no, that's no good. Milk with Sean Penn.
Wrong name. That's not, I don't, is it Sullinger?
Is
that's
it?
Not his...
Jared Sullinger?
Captain Jared Sullinger?
Sullenberger?
Sully Sullenberger?
Oh, Sullivan. It's probably Sullivan.
No, it's not Sullivan. It's Sullenberger,
the pilot. Let's see. Chesley Sullenberger.
Okay.
Yeah, Sully the pilot.
Jared
Sullinger. Hear me say Milk with Sean Penn, the politician. What about The Hurricane for a sports biopic? Denzel.
What about Miracle?
All right.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
I didn't know if Miracle or Remember the Titans was mostly about the one guy or the team to be a biopic, but those are some of them. Can you think of any more, Beam? Biopics?
Not really.
We Are Marshall, same type of thing.
That's enough of that.
Marshall. All right.
All done. Like the movie Alive where they're eating their ass meat in the Andes. It's a good biopic.
You guys ever seen Human Centipede?
No.
I love the Human Centipede biopic.
I like the song Ass Meat in the Andes, though.
Buckeye shows up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 315 after Olentangy River Road. It's going to be slow from King Avenue. And we've got hold up on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the East Downer Belt. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. When's the hottest week of the summer? The one with 30% off at Fresh Time Market. From July 22nd through July 28th, save on over 4,000 wellness items like protein powder, skincare, sunscreen, and collagen. See you at Fresh Time for this scorching sale. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left, and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up, and we can see our breath indoors, just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.